here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of Jules Feiffer, born in the Bronx, 1929, the cartoonist, the novelist, and playwright. Jules Feiffer, who said of his childhood, "The only thing I wanted to be was grown up, because I was a terrible flop as a child. You cannot be a successful boy in America if you cannot throw or catch a ball." Decided early on he wanted to be a comic strip artist, went to work for a cartoonist named Will Eisner, and then started writing his own cartoons in the pages of The Village Voice. It's the birthday of Sean McBride, born in Paris, 1904. He's the son of Maud Gonne, the woman whom William Butler Yeats was in love with and wanted desperately to marry. Sean McBride's father was Major John McBride, an Irish nationalist and patriot who was executed for helping to lead the Easter Rising, the 1916 rebellion, trying to force the end of British rule of Ireland. Sean McBride joined the IRA. He fought in the Irish War of Independence, was imprisoned by the Irish Free State, and when he got out of jail, he went to law school, worked as a lawyer for human rights cases around the world, investigating abuses by governments against civilians, especially ones in times of war. He was one of the founders of the human rights group Amnesty International, and for that he was given the Nobel Peace Prize in 1974. Here's a poem for today by Hilaire Belloc, Matilda, who told lies and was burned to death. Matilda told such dreadful lies, it made one gasp and stretch one's eyes. Her aunt, who from her earliest youth had kept a strict regard for truth, attempted to believe Matilda. The effort very nearly killed her, and would have done so had not she discovered this infirmity. For once, towards the close of day, Matilda, growing tired of play and finding she was left alone, went tiptoe to the telephone and summoned the immediate aid of London's noble fire brigade. Within an hour, the gallant band were pouring in on every hand, from Putney, Hackney, Downs, and Bow. With courage high and hearts aglow, they galloped, roaring through the town. Matilda's house is burning down. Inspired by British cheers and loud proceeding from the frenzied crowd, they ran their ladders through a score of windows on the ballroom floor and took peculiar pains to souse the pictures up and down the house until Matilda's aunt succeeded in showing them they were not needed, and even then she had to pay to get the men to go away. It happened that a few weeks later her aunt was off to the theater to see that interesting play, The Second Mrs. Tanqueray. She had refused to take her niece to hear this entertaining piece, a deprivation just and wise to punish her for telling lies. That night a fire did break out. You should have heard Matilda shout. You should have heard her scream and bawl and throw the window up and call to people passing on the street. The rapidly increasing heat encouraging her to obtain their confidence, but all in vain. For every time she shouted fire, they only answered little liar. And therefore, when her aunt returned, Matilda and the house were burned. A poem by Hilaire Belloc, Matilda, who told lies and was burned to death. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzger. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.